Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
I am in the studio right now with the artist called Halftime, or Wairehu. How you doing?
Doing good. Kia ora koutou. Yep. Ko Wairehu toku ingoa. Ko Ngāti Maniapoto, Ngāti Tuwhare Toa, toku iwi. Yeah, going to play a few songs for you. This first one's called Orako. Get my band in a box going.
Thank you.
That was incredible. One man band here in the studio. So how did this project kind of come about? You said before we were talking that you've been in several different bands already, and now you're kind of on a solo-ish project.
Yeah, I think played in bands in Kirikiriro for a few years, and I kind of jumped around a lot of different styles. And I think in 2020, I decided I really wanted to start a new project, but obviously lockdown happened. And yeah, I have a whole lot of recording stuff just in my studio at home. It's like a little office space that I've set up to be able to record. And yeah, I had a bunch of ideas that were related to my thesis. I'm doing a PhD on Maori creatives that are working within Aotearoa's punk scene.
That's so cool.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, I just basically wanted to do something that was kind of paying homage to the people that I'd met through that, and yeah, I suppose kind of contributing my own thing to that legacy as well.
So how did you first get into music in the first place and in the Māori creative scene?
When I was a kid, a toddler, my parents told me that I used to stand in front of the TV and I would mimic every move Bob Marley did. I had every one of his stage moves down by 4 years old.
That's amazing.
But I didn't start playing music until my teen years. Just had a little crummy acoustic guitar for a while. And then I got my first electric in high school. Joined my first band just out of high school. And then, just kept playing ever since. Yeah.
Very cool. And when you're writing your music, how does the process kind of work? Do you write the melodies first, the lyrics, the chords? You're playing the guitar as well. Is that your main instrument or is it the vocals?
Definitely my main instrument. I didn't start singing live probably until quite recently. I think I can't actually remember the exact time, but yeah, I mean, I should mention as well, that first song that I played, my good friend C, who also plays in a band from up here in Tamaki called Hagseed, we actually wrote that together. I had a really rough outline of something. C is a much more fluent reo speaker than I am, and yeah, we just kind of sculpted it together. Really am.
Nice. Do most of your songs come from collaborations or do you write solo first as well?
Typically I write the stuff on my own first, and then sometimes, particularly with anything that I'm writing in te reo, I'm not fluent, but I try to use it as a learning tool, and I get my friends that are more confident to just help me with grammar and just making sure my sentence structures are right, and then that slowly helps me learn more as well.
That's very cool. I'm just curious, do you think that kind of speaking in Māori and especially in your music has helped you feel in touch with your culture or express yourself in a different way? How does that feel?
Yeah, I think half time's definitely been a good thing for that, because yeah, I think before halftime, when I used to play in bands, I used to do that generic thing where I'd sing in a slightly American accent. And I'm not from America. And I mean, no shade to people that do, but for me, it just started to feel a bit strange.
Yeah.
And I guess for a while, I felt a lot of, not necessarily shame, but felt a little bit embarrassed that I'd never made too much of an attempt to actually get fluent with te reo. And yeah, I just found that music was a way that I could actually kind of break through that barrier.
That's really cool. Yeah, as an Asian American, coming here and learning about the history of New Zealand and everything, it's very cool seeing Māori artists more embracing their language, because I'm not sure how many bands you might have had to look up to growing up that like did similar type of music that you do as well?
I guess like in terms of popular bands, because I mean I grew up in like quite rural parts of the Waikato, and we had really crap internet. Like I kind of missed the download generation because like I didn't actually have decent internet until I was in university, and like yeah, you were kind of just hearing about things through either friends at high school or stuff that was on TV or on the radio. And yeah, you don't hear a lot of like independent stuff, a lot of DIY stuff until you actually go to gigs. And that was where I started seeing other Māori that were playing punk music. And that kind of gave me the idea for doing, yeah, the thesis that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, and also there's, oh, I should mention as well, there is another thesis that was done on the same topic, which was by a friend of mine, Sasha Douglas, plays in a million bands down in Wellington. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very cool. I'm excited to hear some more songs, and they're part of this thesis as well.
Yeah, I guess so. Not intentionally. It was just kind of something like this whole thing was something I did in 2020 just to stay sane in lockdown because I didn't really like being trapped inside for that long.
Fair enough. Yeah. Do you think lockdown was rough on like your creativity?
I don't know. Like I kind of, it was a lot more rough on other people in a whole lot of other ways. So like it feels like one of those things where like, oh, I couldn't play music feels like such a low tier, like misery, I guess. Yeah. When I knew so many people that were going through harder times, but yeah, it did suck.
Yeah, that was my experience. Well, sweet. Are you ready to get into the next song?
Yeah. Could we potentially, I don't know if my phone's too quiet or what, could we potentially get more of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is my guitar too loud?
We've got it cranked up to full in here. But yeah. Headphones.
Ah, sweet.
So technical difficulties, everybody.
Man?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. If you just crank it and then I'll give you a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
I have to remember what song I'm doing second.
Play some smooth jazz.
Smoothish.
Smooth jazz.
Okay, now I remember.
Yeah, we got Patty in the stew helping us out.
Shh.
Shh. Wait, who? Things happen, audience, and we just gotta pull through it. We're just sewing out the headphones, everybody, and we're almost ready to go. Oh, heck yeah.
You said the wall was powerless.
Oh, this, I can even hear it.
A TV show, cop! A TV
Thank you. That was much better than the headphones as well.
Sweet.
To the maximum.
We cranked them this time.
I think I'm just deaf.
No, I was like, I don't know how you're playing in time at all because I can barely hear it. But you got it. You pulled through. Yeah, we got a great message. This is Cowboy to the Max. So you're doing great.
Oh.
Sweet. Well, what do I want to ask? Do you have any, like, gigs coming up, like, planned?
Well, I mean, with everything going on, there's not too much set in place. I mean, some stuff I can plug in Kirikiriroa that I'm helping with. I'm helping to organise this year's Kirikiriroa Zine Fest.
Mm.
That's going to be happening May 7th. At the WinTech in the central city. And fingers crossed for us moving to a lighter setting of the traffic light. There will also be Hamtown Smackdown the same weekend. Ooh, that is Kirikiriroa's annual punk and hardcore fest.
Yo,
yeah.
That sounds sick.
Always a good time. And yeah, this is the 20th anniversary as well, so really hoping we can put it together because it's been postponed a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, stay tuned, everybody. And, like, do you have any releases coming up? Like, is this stuff on Spotify already?
I don't really use Spotify too much, and I don't even know if it's... I guess I play it off as a political stance, but it's mostly just... I can't be bothered figuring it out. Bandcamp's easier. Go on Bandcamp. And also buy people stuff on Bandcamp. They get more money.
That's so true.
I can rattle off some other people. Oh, I do have another EP coming out at some point. There's no set dates, but later this year. And I can definitely recommend a couple bands. Datum, that's D-A-H-T-M. It's one of Sasha's bands. Hag Seed, Jang, Cootie Cuties. Can I say cuck on the air? I already did. Yeah, cuck from Dunedin. Yeah.
Don't listen, guys.
Yeah, a whole lot of bands.
Yeah, all the shout-outs. That's so cool. Wow.
Oh, Unsanitary Napkin. They have a new album out, and it's great. It's amazing. All billionaires are a B-word.
But surely in the future. All right, I reckon we get the last song in, and then you tell everybody how to follow you on social media, Halftime, Why to Who. All right, everybody, this is our last song of the Fats and New Bands today. Yeah, maybe if you want to describe a little bit about what's it about.
This song is off my first EP. I think it's the song most people have heard because it's on the preview page on Bandcamp. It's called Progress. I think this was one of the first songs I wrote for Halftime. I had a lyric in mind, and the lyric was, a good captain goes down with his ship, a great captain gets cooked over a pit. And I just decided, like, there's no way I'm going to be able to top that line.
It's too good.
It's too good. But yeah, I had to build a song around it, and this was the song that came out.
Yo, I'm king.
Okay.
By the way, guys, this is Halftime. Someone asked who the live artist is and said, you're great.
Aww.
This is Halftime or what are you?
To take what's mine, please understand.
Your money, your food, your words, even your history. What's mine is mine, what's yours is too, and it always will be. Vacate your future and make way for progress. For progress. What's ours? Please understand. Vacate your future and make way for progress. Vacate your future and make way for progress.
I just get sweaty really easy and it makes me look like I'm working harder.
Heck yeah! No, that was way too epic. Okay, so we've actually got to wrap up, but really quick, just where can everybody follow you in the future?
Okay, on Instagram, I think my username is Halftime Halfcast with full stops in between the words.
Nice.
Halftime, /time is how to find me on Bandcamp and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. This has been...
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.